This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 9th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Jacob Jones. How are you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing amazing. Woke up, you know, feeling refreshed. We had a good night of feeds. Well, a good day, I feel like. People were a little bit busier than I expected it. But and so, you know, I'm excited to talk about it. How are you doing, Taryn?
Doing well. We have another packed day of feeds to talk about for sure. We'll see how we do here as we run through the day. We're going to, of course, talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 33 in the house. And just a lot. There's a lot to talk about. They just don't stop. They might slow down after today, but man, is there a lot.
I feel like they can slow down or they can pick it all the way back up times 10, especially like if say maybe one person wants something different, mainly Tiffany, and it could just go like extremely up again. So I feel like after today, I want to see if there will be a blow up or anything like that. I don't really know, but hey, I can see the feeds kind of like, you know, being like this until Thursday if things go how we expect it to go.
Yes. Well, Jacob Jones here with us. You were at the Big Brother boxing match the other night.
I was.
How'd it go?
Taryn, it was way more fun than I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be like this little cute thing, like da da da. But no, it was like, I was shook. The moment I walked in, I was shook. I was like, people from The Challenge, people from Survivor, met Michaela from Survivor. I was like, met Amanda from The Challenge, Nelson from The Challenge, Nani. I didn't really care to like meet Casey that much. I was like, Nani, you know what I mean? Like, and so, but it was so fun. And then I had perceptions of people in my mind, but they were a little bit more like, I don't think you deserve some of the hate you get. But you know what I mean? F it, they're reality stars. Reality stars are people that have been on reality shows. And so, you know, it was fun though. Taryn, I mean, you should have went for one.
I wish I could, you know, I did get an invite, but, the move really screwed me in a lot of ways, as you know, Jacob,
when it comes to what you want to do. Okay. And next boxing event, I think we should, throw the bows or whatever, like in the ring.
We should do it.
I'd be down. I mean, you work out like quote unquote, you say. But I have I think that animal instinct that I could easily body you. So it'll be interesting, you know?
All right, let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Big Brother boxing too. We'll jump in the ring.
All right. Everybody put your money on who you think will win.
All right.
That may look small, but my shoulders will carry the weight.
I'm going to punch your shoulders. It's going to cut my hand.
No, honestly,
they're so sharp.
I'm glad you know. Yeah. I don't have them out today, but typically they are.
All right. Well, let's talk about what happens here on the live feeds yesterday. We started the day with Azza and Big D. Azza's been thinking about it. She wants Alyssa out of this game, but after thinking about it, she has realized that Christian is the bigger threat, and that if Christian leaves, what does Alyssa even have? So, you know, she's thinking she wants Christian out next. Then she'll take out Alyssa.
I feel like a lot of people, not everyone, a lot of people kind of see Alyssa as the brains behind the operation. And I feel like somewhat she is, and Christian is just the muscle. And so I think that was the approach that Azza was taking. Like, hey, like, she's the brains. Let's get rid of that first. But Christian is a more of an immediate target because he can win competition and actually enact those plans that Alyssa does put in, you know, his mind. And so it's like, huh? But I mean, is Azza like the one that's going to be the one to get Alyssa out? I don't necessarily see it, but I do see Alyssa getting out fairly soon.
I'm just waiting for, you know, when Christian leaves and Alyssa and Xavier get really tight because of that. I'm just waiting for the diary room sessions of, I'm sorry, but I need Alyssa out of here because I have a middle school crush on Xavier and she is threw up on his business.
No, Taryn, it was someone else that was cuddling with Xavier yesterday on the couch right in front of Azza's face. So I was thinking Azza was about to get her blade out, Charlie, and get to slicing and dicing. Azza don't play about her man. She let Whitney know and she's going to let Alyssa know if Alyssa, you know, starts being a little, you know, canoodling with Xavier there. Nobody should touch Xavier. That's obviously everyone should know. That's Azza's man.
Yeah.
They're being disrespectful at this point.
It's her middle school man. And you don't mess with a middle schooler.
Nor man.
Kylan's going to talk with Xavier. Kylan's really going to get busy today with some game talk. It's something that he hasn't really been doing since Xavier's HOH reign. It's primarily because he is looking to, of course, protect Sarah Beth. He is going to do some pre-campaigning, essentially, that he's going to be priming some things for, okay, when Christian goes up, I'm going to make sure that we have the votes here. And he's going to start with prepping Xavier, saying that, you know, if there were another king that were to go up on the block, how would you feel about it? Well, I would not feel good about it, says Xavier. I am a king, says Xavier. Well, it wouldn't be you, Xavier. Xavier's starting to pick up what Kylan's putting down, and he doesn't like it. He thinks that Sarah Beth needs to be the one to go.
I mean, Xavier was on that wall trying to protect all the kings, and everyone's just like, oh, Alyssa has a deal with him. Oh, Xavier has a deal with him. But Christian, I don't know if Christian has a deal with him. And so, I mean, I get Xavier not being happy. But throughout the day, I feel like we've kind of seen like the thought process going on with Xavier. Like, okay, that makes sense. But even though I don't like it. Wait, and I have a question for you, Taryn. So I remember when Tiffany made this plan with the cookout saying each person has like their own perspective person. And even in last night's episode, I believe it was last night where they explained that, right? Mm-hmm. Last night's episode? Yes. And
it might have been, yeah, it might have been Thursday.
Thursday episode. Yeah. But, and Tiffany was like, okay. And I thought it was a known thing that Christian is Xavier's person. And I feel like that was a known thing within the Cookout Alliance. And I didn't, like, when did it turn between, oh, Christian, like, oh, that's not Xavier's person. Alyssa is Xavier's person. And even though Christian is a, you know, a comp beast, I would still be mad if I'm like, yo, I proclaim this to be my person. And y'all are trying to, like, just because my person is stronger than y'all's people, y'all are trying to get my person out and then get me with this other person that I necessarily didn't want, you know, initially. And so I was just, like, really confused about that setup.
Yeah, that's kind of the argument that's going to be made here for to Xavier that look, the plan is to get one person each, and you currently have two people, and it's not like Xavier is pushing for Alyssa to go instead of Christian. He's mm-hmm. pushing for Sarah Beth to go, and you know, it's like, well, that's not fair to Kylan. Then Kylan loses his person, and you still have two. You know, that wouldn't be fair for the cookout, but Xavier, you know, Xavier is not still he's accepting the reasoning, but you know, you can tell that he is not pleased about it.
And the word fair, I feel like, was going around too many times today. I mean, yesterday I was like, oh, this is not fair. We want to be fair. We want to be fair. Like, this is Big Brother. Sometimes the game isn't fair. You know what I mean? And you need to be okay with that when the odds aren't really in your favor. You know, and so Yeah, as Xavier should have been a little mind boggled, I would have too. So I don't blame him.
Yeah.
But will he do anything actually about it?
Probably not. What can he do about it at this point? Kyland is going to talk with Brittany as well. He's going to talk to her about how it's beneficial to lose a king in the game. Again, just trying to set the stage for the Christian vote out to make sure that Brittany is on board. You know, this is fine. She's going to talk with Derek later, and this is better. She promises that she will vote out Christian. He thinks it's the best move, even though she was pitching Alyssa. He thinks that Christian is a lot more capable of winning competitions. He does something that I do like from Derek. He's essentially like, we did it. Like, thank you so much for winning the veto. You helped, make this happen. Like, this is our move. And really like pumps her up about like, that they've accomplished this goal.
So one point out on Twitter, and I didn't even pick it up when the conversation was actually happening. But again, Derek X was using words like we, like us, just to form that unity with him and Brittany, which I feel like Brittany wants to be included in just to something so bad that those key words right there, will kind of do dividends for him and like their relationship going forward. So I'm excited. And yesterday, I just like, ever since Brittany won that veto, I've been loving her energy. Like, I'm like, yo, no one touch Brittany. She's like amped about the game. She wasn't somber about being on the block. She was like, let's get to the veto. What did she say in that confessional? Like when she was screaming, like, let's get the veto. Let's get the veto, whatever the phrase was.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm loving this much more Brittany that we're getting, and much more like, oh, we're playing the game, we're doing this. I mean, she is the Dr. Will of the season. We can't. Oh, wait, did Kyla say the Dr. Will or
the Dan Gieseling?
She is the Dan Gieseling of this season. Mm. So we have to pay her respect and bow down to the queen at this point. And so, Brittany, you know what I mean? I love your enthusiasm. I love your passion. Keep it going, and just don't do anything that I don't like. Then we're good.
She's already like envisioning the veto ceremony. She's like playing it out to Aza last night. Like, all right, so I hold the power of veto. And she's wearing it. And she's like, I have the power to veto one of the nominations. I choose to absolutely use the power of veto on myself. Kabam! Yeah!
I want her to do one of her TikTok dances as well, too, just to add a little flair to it. But no, I like that. I mean, I'm glad we're not getting a rap. Like, hey, I got the veto, and I'm here to say, SB, I'm not using it on you today. Wait, that was kind of fire.
You know, I feel like you were nearly there. We just needed a little more. One more line.
Taryn and Jacob is here.
Not quite Britney level.
No, not quite. I try. You know what I mean? I don't have that little razzle dazzle that she did. Yeah. But I'm okay with that. And you sat there and watched me struggle with doing that rap, and you didn't even help. So as much as people can look at me saying, oh, Jacob, where your rap's at? Taryn just let his homeboy just sit here with the dumb face on his, like, what's going on? And you didn't do nothing. But
it was less of a what's going on and more of a I'm enjoying this way too much.
Okay, you're enjoying me suffering. I get it.
The fun thing about Brittany too is that when I talked about her making that pitch for Alyssa the other day, and after she made it and she was like so hyped up about like, oh, I did this, like I made this happen, you know, Brittany, who is recently on the block, like went around the house and she was already told by Derek, like, you look too happy. And she just starts doing her TikTok dances, like in the middle of the living room in front of people, just like who are busy having a conversation. She just like walks up to them and starts doing her dances because she's so hyped up about how like she's convinced Derek to put Alyssa on the block. It's great.
I love it. I love when she does her TikTok dances. I love when she gets that energy. And it's like, this week, I was just like so happy for Brittany, you know, like it was just like, mm-hmm. cause I feel like she's had such a difficult road in this house, like being like the pawn star, whatever you want to call it. And just for her to get that small big victory in getting the POV, not saying she was in trouble this week, but just, you know, watching her get that veto and having the game like, oh, I actually controlled this, you know, because I feel like she has felt that in the past. Like, oh, you know, when we saw on the block, oh, I'm too big of a threat to like be on the block. Oh, wait, am I a pawn star now? Like, what's going on? I feel like since she won that veto, she can actually do something to take herself off the block and be like, I did this for myself. And I just, you know, I think that has created her. Her confidence to go up. And I mean, I don't know if it will really have her, you know, take any influence in the game. I don't think so. But I just think it's fun to watch her, you know, think, oh, I have influence in the game. I'm happy. I'm running around doing my TikTok dances and no one can say anything. And so I hope she gives them a little karate kick and a karate chop at that veto ceremony.
Yeah. And
sends it off, baby.
All right. Well, Kylan continues his campaign. He goes to Azza to check in with her. To see if she's on board, and of course she is. We know that already. And so they both agree that Christian leaving this week is a good thing. He then checks in with Tiffany, and this is like their first real conversation in a while. The rapport is still there to a degree. I mean, they've really just like separated, but they got along for a reason. He feels her out about evicting Christian. Now, Azza told him that she was under the impression that Hannah and Tiffany wanted Sarah Beth out. And that was kind of surprising to him. So he's going to sort of see like what are your thoughts, Tiffany? And she makes it clear, like, no, I'm down to take out Christian. That's what I want. The person that she's concerned about, the person that he's concerned about is Xavier. That Xavier does not seem to be super pleased with the whole thing. May not want to vote to evict Christian. Maybe will want to like keep his cover there, seems to be fighting this. And they kind of discuss like, well, would it be okay if Xavier didn't vote with us? That would probably help mask the cookout. Maybe they can vote different ways.
I think they can. It'll be however many people are left. And so I don't think that's a bad strategy. During Kylan's campaign, for Sarah Beth today, I've never been annoyed with Kylan. I just like, oh, Kylan, you know, Kylan's my guy. Whoop de woo. But today, I don't know. I was just so annoyed with Kylan. And I was like, do numerous things. I was like, you're campaigning for Sarah Beth, which, you know, she's your girl, you know, you will want her to stay. But also I need you to like, yo, Sarah Beth, I need you to go campaign for yourself as well. And so I wanted that conversation. And this conversation with Tiffany, it got very emotional to a certain point, where Tiffany felt like bad about how her and Kylan are going to do Derek X in the future. And she's like, I don't want to do this. And she even said something to the point of, even the six, they're not my top. They're not in my top or something like that. I don't know exactly what she said, but basically alluding to people are over the six, but I can't do that because I basically understand the assignment that I have to do. And I'm sad because I don't ever want to hurt Derek X. I don't ever want to vote him out. I can't do it. I can't do it. And so I thought that was like, I saw people being like, oh, she's like faking it. But I thought that was 100% raw emotion from Tiffany that I loved.
I completely agree. I mean, she's going to talk about it later to the cameras that that was real, real emotion from her, because she loves Derek X. And basically what, you know, not only does she love Derek X, but, you know, something else that she's talked about and something that she talks about here with Kylan is, that it's been very difficult for her. That like, you know, she's a huge fan of this show. She came in wanting to play her own game. She comes in and then this cookout thing happens and she feels like it is something that, you know, it's sort of an outside force, a mandate, of sorts that she feels like she has to comply with. And it's preventing her from being able to play her own game, like her own individual, you know, genuine to who she is game. It's not aligning with what she wants to do in the game. Mm-hmm. And she's feeling like she has to go in a different direction because of this, sort of outside pressure. And that's really frustrating for her. And then when it gets down to somebody like Derek X, she's like, I love that man. Like I can't do him wrong. And it's like, why isn't he with us? Like, it's not fair that he's not with us. I can't go against him. And she ends up crying to Kylan about it.
Yeah. And I, got her thought process 1,000%. And I'm not saying I was to the point of crying, but I was getting emotional because I'm just imagining Tiffany's mind of going into this game. You know, you want to play with people who you genuinely connect with and who you genuinely get along with. And not saying she doesn't have those same, you know, relationship with Azza and Derek F that she does with Claire and Baby D, but I mean, they're different. And I think she really enjoys her time with Claire and Derek X much more than she enjoys her time with them. And so it's like, I want to ride with these people who I've made like a genuine connection with and who I think has my back as much as I have theirs. And to have your game, like to have your game kind of just like not your own and you have to do something and you feeling like I have to do this just for America and for the world, but like, I don't want to. And I, like, even her knowing that, like, oh, these people are people that I would want to take for my game and for personal reasons as well. And so it's at both ends. So I honestly felt for Tiffany in this moment because I just feel like the pressure that she has on her own shoulders, like how she knows that she has to do this thing or that she feels like she has to do this thing. Because they said it's like one of the only times that this, you know, that the cookout members can make it all to jury and still make it all to the final six. And this moment right here, like, really made me realize that I feel like Tiffany rides the hardest for the cookout. And even though it may not be best for her game, I feel like she has put things in place. And like, you know, she's even talked about, you know, cutting Claire. Again, we know about cutting DX and things like that. And so I'm like, I don't think that's personally best for her game, but she's riding the hardest. And I feel like once the cookout is at that point, if they do make it to the final six, you know, we heard Azam and Big D talking about later that like, they, or earlier, I don't know which, that Tiffany should be the first one out of the six. And so I'm just like, damn, you put in all this work in just to get the least amount of rewards at this. It's messed up, but it's the game of Big Brother. So what can you actually do?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, she, assuming that the cookout goes to the final six, she is not in the best position there. Now, granted, Azza and Big D are not exactly the biggest competition threats once you get down to the six. But the fact that they would want Tiffany out before even Kylan or Xavier or even Hannah, who's, probably going to be better in any, quiz competitions, puts her in a considerably worse position than she would be in many other configurations. I don't know how much she knows that. I mean, she knows that she's in a good position going in with many of those other configurations. But it's definitely something that I think we will continue to track. It's something that she's talked about consistently, in regards to, you know, I need a plan B. If things don't work out in certain ways, she's doing a lot of work to try and prevent people like Derek X and Claire from being targeted. Like when it comes down to it, even though she talks about them leaving all the time. So, it's definitely going to be interesting to see where things go, when the rubber meets the road, when it's, when it's time for these decisions to be made.
And I even have seen, to Tiffany's point, I even have seen like her in conversation with other people, kind of not really, but a little bit throwing Kylan under the bus. I feel like not in a way of, oh, he needs to be evicted, but I just want to be like before him in your mind. And I had like numerous conversations, even with DX and Claire, where she's like subtly like dropping hints of like, I don't know about Kylan, just with Alyssa and with other people as well. And so she's playing the game, but I feel like she genuinely wants the cookout to be in the six, but she's also wants her place to be higher than some of the other members. And, you know, that's just part of the game.
Yeah. They are going to talk with Xavier, Kylan and Tiffany. They sort of sit him down and tell him that the plan for the cookout is for each of us to have one player going into jury. You have two people right now. So it makes sense that we get Christian out. And Xavier is going to, again, like very reluctantly kind of accept this. And you know, he clearly does not want to though. And he is pretty frustrated with Derek X and, talks about how like this guy's got to go soon.
No, this definitely did not gain him any favors with Xavier, this move. And I like the way that they talked about it and they told Xavier, because they're kind of tiptoeing around the issue at first, but Xavier was like, so I'm guessing Christian. And they're like, I mean, well, we, you know, he hasn't told us that exactly, but we can kind of, you know, figure it out. And so, I mean, I wish Xavier would have said, well, give me the choice of who to put out. Like, you know, even though it's DX, I know that Tiffany and Kylan has influence. So I wish like he at least tried to be like, well, I want Christian to say, so we can get Alyssa out if, you know, y'all just want me to have one member, but he didn't, you know, Christian is most likely leaving. on Thursday. But, you know, anything could happen. So.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, Derek and Hannah are going to be talking. Hannah thinks that Hannah's saying essentially to Derek, like, don't worry, we can prevent Xavier from coming after you. We can talk him into not retaliating. She says, here's an idea. I'm thinking that I want to go to Alyssa right before the veto ceremony and let her know that Christian is about to go up on the block.
No, let's not do that. Like when people say, oh, I want to give them a warning, I want to be nice, I want to like still have them, you know, after the thing. I'm just like, I'm just going to be pissed off 10 more minutes, like longer than I would have had to if you would have just blindsided me. And for TV's sake, I hope the producers, when they go into that diary room, be like, no, please don't say a damn word. Like, keep your mouth quiet. Don't say anything. Just let it be a genuine expression of shock. And so I don't like, oh, let me tell, you know, 10 minutes before, as we saw Alyssa, you know, thinking that, you know, SB is leaving. She's like, oh, I want to tell Hannah 30 minutes before eviction. I'm just like, no, like, let it be a surprise. It's a Big Brother. We love blindsides, and it's not going to help anything you tell them 10 minutes before, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Hannah, Big D is already dead to me. You're walking on thin ice. All right, very Hannah. Thin. And you know, she's not quite dead to me, because there's at least game purpose behind what she's trying to do here. Whereas Big D, like, Brent was going home. He's not even on the jury. There was no reason for, that's why Big D's dead to me. Hannah, though, not dead to me, but like in intensive care. All right.
Oh, I mean, I don't, Hannah, don't do it, baby. Don't, Hannah, please don't do it. Please don't. Because, like, I'm just saying, what do you expect? Like, what do you expect the reaction to be for Alyssa to not fight for Alyssa to, like, oh, you told me I trust you, when she probably knows that this has been going on when it actually goes down, like, for some days. And she knows, oh, you didn't just hear about this 10 minutes ago, Hannah. Don't play me. So, and Hannah, you don't want to be dead into Terrence's eyes like Big D is. And I don't think Big D can ever recover. And so I don't think Hannah wants to dig herself out of that hole. So Hannah, don't do it, please.
Don't do it. Man, I'm so annoyed. There's so many fans in this house, and not a single one of them has been like, yeah, but what about the TV, Hannah?
No, none of them has been like that. Which are like, please, like, don't tell. I'm really hoping, because even Hannah was going to talk to DX later. I was like, maybe you should. And then Tiffany and Claire were going to talk to DX later. And like, you know, are you going to tell them before? Are you going to tell Alyssa? I'm just like, please don't. Mm-hmm. Don't ruin it. We like, don't ruin it. And so, fingers crossed they don't, Taryn.
So they say that the plan is that they're going to pretend that this was not the plan all along. That when Brittany won the veto, it was like, oh crap, what do we do now? Are we really going to send out Big D? Of course not. We had to take the shot at Christian. Well, you guys would have done the same thing. And so that's kind of the explanation that they're going to go with. She says that she would still like to go after Sarah Beth next week over Alyssa. That's part of why she wants to try and keep Alyssa on her good side, so that she doesn't have to go after Alyssa next week. But Derek says, look, I'm telling you, Sarah Beth wants to work with us in this game. She's like, I don't know.
Sarah Beth needs to get off her behind and go to, like, social. Taryn, that's the thing that pissed me off the most about today with Kylan, like, you know, campaigning for her and, like, not telling her to go out there. Sarah Beth laying on the hammock. And even, wait, Taryn, we missed a key part in this thing. When Tiffany, I always got your
name on your
in
mind,
my head.
Okay.
You literally all the time. But when Tiffany and Kylan were having this conversation, and Tiffany looked over at Kylan, wait, I'm going to look at you. So long, how long have you known her?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
How long have you known her? I was dying. I loved it. But I feel like even like Sarah Beth, I really saw so much potential in her, like from the start of the game. And I know she had the little fumble in the bag last week with, you know, Hannah. And I just thought she could pick it back up and just be more social and talk game with people. Because you made the point of like, yo, you had the jackpot alliance with Claire and Tiffany, but you have not been talking any game to like, oh, yo, I want to work with you. I actually want to work with you. And you're having your people say like, oh yeah, she does. She like wants to work with us, but you're not doing anything for that. So what results do you expect, Sarah Beth?
Yeah. It's very frustrating. Like, she's like, oh yeah, she's telling Kylan Yeah, I would love to work with Derek X and Hannah. I would love to, I'd be genuine with them, genuinely with them, and I want to work with them, and let's make this happen, Kylan. Can you go do that for me? So now Kylan is telling Derek X, like, hey, Sarah Beth really wants to work with you. Great. He's like barely even telling Hannah. Like mm-hmm. they're just like, if this is exactly what happened with the fake four-person alliance between Christian, Alyssa, Derek, and Hannah, which we've seen how well that one played out, that like one person cannot broker an alliance like this. If you want people to come together and work with each other, you need to actually speak with one another for more than 5 minutes at a time. Of course Hannah doesn't believe that Sarah Beth is willing to work with her, because Sarah Beth hasn't said a word to Hannah since they made up.
It's like, I saw Sarah Beth around like Hannah numerous times, around Tiffany and Claire numerous times. I'm just like, at least this like mentioned something about game or mentioned something about trust. Hannah and Sarah Beth were in the kitchen. Hannah was washing dishes. Sarah Beth was putting bagels in the little bagel toaster oven, toaster, whatever you put bagels in. I don't know, to heat them up, microwave. Whatever, toaster. And they were quiet for a minute, and Hannah was like, oh, what you been up to, Sarah Beth? Oh, nothing. She's about to make some bagels. Oh, okay. I'm just like, please, at least just tell Hannah, yo, I love you. Give me a hug. Like, Hannah, girl, I got your back. Like, just something more than, oh, I'm just going to put these in the toaster. That's it. You know, and I'm just going to, I've been having a good day. Like, no. Tell Hannah that, yo, I really want to wear, like, look at her in her eyes, Sarah Beth. Take them heart-shaped sunglasses off. Show people your eyes and talk a little bit of game, and don't have Kylan just being your boy and to, like, go and save your game. It's so annoying. Sarah Beth and Kylan, Taryn, I love them, but I'm like, today, yesterday, like, they've not given me anything to really be hopeful of their games in the future. Honestly, none. And so I'm just like, Sarah Beth, you know, more than Kylan, but still one of the same.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious now, Jacob, what do you put your bagels in?
Taryn, I don't eat bagels.
You don't eat bagels?
No, I do not eat bagels because it really messes up my stomach. And I'm lactose intolerant. I know they probably have like some lactose free cream cheese, but you know what I mean? If I can't have the authentic thing, I don't want it at all. So yeah. I just really don't eat bagels. But if I do eat a bagel, I'll probably put it in, I don't know. You just heat it up, right? Microwave or something like that. I don't know.
Microwave would not be the prime choice, I think.
But if you're heating it up in a bagel, where would you put? Oh, wait. Never mind. It would be like toast. Put toast. Okay.
You want to toast the bagel.
Did you hear about Tiffany's thing about bagels?
I did not. What's Tiffany's thing?
It was a while ago. She was talking about getting a colonics.
Oh, I remember them talking about that.
Yes. And I don't really, I think she said it was like an enema.
Mm-hmm.
Enema, you know, where it's just like.
Yeah, it's one of those conversations where people are extolling the virtues.
Yes. And so Tiffany said that her person that gave her a colonic said that bagels really like mess up because they stick to your walls and then it's hard to like clean it out. You know, like when you have food, and this is the analogy, Tiffany, you know, when you have food in your mouth, right? And it's like, you know, bagels, bread gets stuck on your gums a lot. Say if you don't brush them. You know what I mean?
The gluten, like, right?
Maybe I'm gluten intolerant. My stomach has been messed up for a moment, like 2 weeks almost.
Have you tried cutting out the gluten?
No, because that's too much work.
It is a lot of work.
I still need to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, Tim. My stomach really has been messing up, though.
Try it.
I will. Are you gluten? Are you gluten?
No, I'm not. Luckily.
Oh, you like give me the bread?
Oh, I love the bread. It's good stuff. I love bagels. Jacob.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Jacob, we've now found out anti-cat, anti-bagel.
Absolutely. Everything Taryn like loves, but some wild reason we still connect and we still see each other. So, you know, it's all good.
We all, between the two of us, we love everything.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But we love different things. Oh, Taryn, I can't say enough great things about you. I can't. back to Sarah Beth and her bagel. And I don't even think Sarah Beth put anything on them bagels. So I think that was just bread. And that's another thing. I don't get when people don't put people put butter on bagels. I'm like, just eat a slice of bread. Why the hell are you putting butter? At least put some cream cheese on the thing, get some flavor. Taryn, if you're about to tell me you use butter, and also if people use regular cream cheese, go ahead and get some strawberry cream cheese, some blueberry cream cheese, some chives, some honey cream. Like, don't just put regular cream cheese on a bagel, because you're basically tasting air, and that's tasting like nothing.
Tasting air? Cream cheese is amazing.
And but regular cream cheese?
Yeah, regular cream cheese is fine.
Taryn, that's so plain. You eat plain yogurt, so what am I like? I don't know why I'm acting.
Not only that, but butter on a... I don't often eat butter on a bagel, because I would prefer cream cheese most of the time. But butter on a bagel is great. Taryn, and it's not the same thing as bread. Bagels have a completely different texture, consistency, and taste.
But it's thicker bread, Taryn. That's all.
It's not just thicker bread.
Taryn, okay.
You give me a big bagel slice, bagel-sized piece of bread, and it's very different.
I can go get the same honey wheat toast from Walmart, and we could be the same thing right now, Taryn. It's
all right. Next live feed. I want you to bring in a bagel-sized piece of bread and a bagel, and I want you to toast them both, and then take a bite and tell me that they're the same.
Will do.
Okay.
And I'm not going to use regular... Taryn, you're insane if you use regular cream cheese. If you're eating
a
bagel...
What's wrong with regular cream cheese?
Use strawberry or blueberry. They have so many flavors. You're basically eating air, like cream cheese without
cream cheese
a type
is not
of seasoning.
Air. It's cream and cheese.
Okay.
Two of the best things.
Tell that to my digestive tract, Taryn.
All right. This is what Sarah Beth needs to, she needs to bond with people by talking about fun things. All right. Like cream cheese and bagels and cats. You are correct that Kylan and Tiffany have a conversation when she says, how long have you known her?
Why are you still giggling? Are you giggling about something else?
I mean, this is a funny conversation,
this
too.
This is a funny conversation, guys.
He's like, I swear, I don't know her outside of this house.
What do you mean? How do I know who? Sarah Beth. I don't know her.
It's like the way that you guys act, the cuddling, like it doesn't seem like you don't know her. And he's just like, I thought that, you know, it would be, since she already has a girlfriend, that it would be a safe thing to then like platonically cuddle with her all the time.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I mean, and I know you and Mary had that conversation about like, you know, like, would that even matter? Like, if your partner isn't jealous, would it still be like, you know, right to like cuddle with someone? But I'm a very jealous person. Taryn, if you were in a Big Brother house, you know, cuddling, snoodling with someone
else.
This
is why you don't like cats. You're jealous of Kellis.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm glad that it's finally out there now. And it's like a weight lifted off of my chest. But I would not be having that. And so I'm like, yeah, but I got Kylan's thought process. But still, it looks what it looks like. And, you know, what can we really do about it?
Yeah, I mean, again, like no judgment here. But every word that comes out of Kylan's mouth sounds like rationalization for hidden desires.
Hidden desires. Well,
okay, not quite so hidden.
But even like, I thought that this would like ring. It kind of was like a little ring-a-lation of an alarm for Kylan. Like when Tiffany said that, but I wanted that to like improve the way that he is around SB for like a game perspective. Like if Tiffany's coming to you, one of your close allies, being like, yo, how you know old girl? And like, obviously, like they've been thinking about this, and probably Tiffany isn't alone in this. As soon as you change the way that you interact with SB to a certain extent and not canoodle up with her on a hammock for 3 days and while they look, but that's neither here nor there. Actually, it is here because Kylan needs to improve and do better, which he's not doing at the moment. But hey.
Yes. And a big topic of the day is going to be the hug that lasted a lifetime.
And the hug around the world.
Yeah.
What's the longest that you've ever hugged someone?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Are you a hugger, though? I feel like you're very like, no, don't touch me.
With most people, I'm kind of like, don't touch me, but like, you know, with people I'm close with, I can be more affectionate, but yeah, I don't know that I've, had like a really long hug before. What's the longest? What's your record?
I mean, my record probably like, I don't know, like a 45.
45 seconds. I don't count. So
yeah, you just like go in for it. I feel like, yeah, like, I don't know. You just like, is your love language physical touch or no?
Probably I think it might really be actually. Yeah.
Well, that's a surprise.
Yeah. I just feel like, with the hug, you know, when it's too long and you gotta get out before that happens.
Cause you can feel the person like release a little bit. And then you're like, okay, it's time to release.
Well, it's also like, does it count if it's like somebody's crying and you're hugging them while they're crying into your shoe? Because that's a different, that can last way longer.
That's typically way longer. Obviously, I don't really like those that much.
No, which end?
From crying on, if someone cries on my shoulder, because typically I'm wearing like, you know, really nice shirt.
It gets a little wet.
You know, we don't like our shirts to get a little wet, especially if we have to wear it out for the rest of the day. So I'm like, okay, put a little napkin in between my face and their face so the tears can be right there.
I'm surprised it's not like, oh, hold on, can I just take the shirt off first? It's a lot easier.
Or if they're like crying right here, I'm like, nudge my shirt down. Okay, just like get like here so it's not on it.
That's, I mean, genuinely an issue that Kylie and Sarah Beth talked about the night before when she was crying to him. And I talked about that conversation yesterday. She was like, I'm getting snot all over your shirt. And he was like, it's okay. I don't care.
Okay. It's never okay. Because trust me, I'm not going to get if someone gets snot on my shirt,
they're going to have other reasons to cry.
Oh, absolutely. A snot? Like, you need to control your nostrils. And that's disgusting. Like, I'm okay. Like, a few tears is like, I don't want this. But like, you know, bring out the snot. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like I'm nudging your head back at that point.
Yeah.
Because that's sick. I'm not going to take a napkin and clean up that snot. What do you mean? Nasty asses.
Anyway. All right, so Derek is gonna talk with Azza. He says Derek also, like, Kylie went around doing this work, Derek went around like following up with people and really locking things in. He says that he's not gonna be nominating a Joker and that Christian is basically gonna be going up, and Azza says, all right, I promise, you've got my vote. You've got the Joker's votes. We'll all vote for Christian to go. And quite frankly, I want Alyssa out next. And she says, look, if you change your mind this week, I'll be with you. I'll change my vote with you. And he says, if I change my mind, I don't want you to change your vote with me. I want you to tell me I'm being stupid.
Yes, I'm glad that he acknowledges that. Like, if you put Christian on the block as a backdoor target, he needs to leave, specifically for DX's game and a lot of other people's game. But I'm glad, like, no, don't go with me. If I change my mind and I want SB to leave, please slap me and talk some sense into me, saying, like, you backdoor this person. He's a comp beast. He's going to come back for your ass. Don't let me, you know, become, you know, sober in my thoughts and become, you know, a little empathetic and just be like, oh, you know, maybe I don't want to break up the show mess before jury. No, like, tell me what it is. So I really like that from him. It was funny. DX has really impressed me, his HOH reign. Really has.
Yeah, I mean, there have been mistakes, but I think his social game has really been able to shine here in how those mistakes are able to be somewhat smoothed over by the social element of his game. So it'll definitely be interesting to talk over this week on the Stockwatch. Tiffany talks to Claire. They both agree again that Christian needs to go this week. They'll deal with Sarah Beth next week. Just re-solidifying all of these things. Xavier talks to Sarah Beth, and I was really hoping to see from him, like, okay, writing's on the wall, Christian's leaving, time to stop campaigning against Sarah Beth and, you know, get this relationship back on track. This conversation was, I think, kind of in that direction, but again, Xavier just not quite pushing as much as I want to see him push here. He is going to spend most of this conversation talking about how he doesn't think it makes sense to backdoor Christian. Why would he do that? It's just a dumb move for him. And Sarah Beth, is like, I mean, it does make sense if the queens are backing him, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank you, finally, somebody for pointing this out. Cause this, everybody keeps talking, oh, it doesn't make sense for this person to go against. It doesn't make sense for this person to go against. It always makes sense if they have backing. And if there's, you know, a group of people who are backing anybody who's willing to make a power play, then power plays are going to be made.
Yeah, I mean, that's completely true. And I kind of wanted Xavier to have that same approach with SB, like on the hammock. Instead of the defense of Christian, I wanted to be like, okay, this is happening. Let me and your relationship greater. And I don't feel like that necessarily happened, even though he was like, you know, you're not going anywhere. X, Y, and Z. I wish it was a little more heavy on the building a connection between SB and him, mm-hmm. you know, cause I feel like going into jury and how the cookout setup is and having that each person having another person, with Tiffany, I feel like she has Claire. And even though I feel like Hannah and DX, they have each other a lot more. She still has Derek X over, you know, some other people. And I feel like Xavier will just have Alyssa. And I feel like he just needs to branch out a little bit more to, you know, pull in those deep connections that he can get. You know, Sarah Beth is on his team. And so that's something that I feel like should be solidified, but isn't really that solidified.
Yes. And so Xavier is going to talk with Big D as well. Now, Kylan had already spoken with Big D, and the point has been made that basically, again, one of the other points here is that Kylan is saying, look, why would you fight against this, Xavier? Because this plan is the only plan that prevents a cookout member from touching the block this week. If Christian doesn't go up, then Big D has to go up. And we don't want a cookout member to go up on the block, do we? For Big D, the fact that when Xavier talks to him about, like, he really doesn't think it makes sense for Christian to leave this week, Big D's like, what, do you want me to go up on the block? Like, well, no, of course not. I want any plan that, you know, any plan that works to make, you know, to not have you go up on the block is the best plan. You know, Xavier's going to continually find himself locked out of every single one of these conversations when it comes to trying to prevent this from happening. Cause it's almost similar to Sarah Beth. Like, dude's been sitting around, not on top of this stuff. Mm-hmm. He found out way too late to make any kind of difference. And it's all like the decision has been made and the work has been done, and he can't reverse it, even if he tries.
Yeah, he really can't do anything about it. But his conversation with Derek, Big D, it was so funny because it really proved to me that, like, Xavier is a no nonsense type of person, even though he can have fun and whatnot. Just the way that, like, Big D says things, Xavier's like, yeah, that ain't gonna work with me. And like, don't do that again. And just like, I really love it because Big D sometimes needs to be put in his place, and Xavier is mainly the one to do it with a lot of Big D's remarks. But yeah, it's too late for any, you know, influence for Xavier to have. But I did like the type of moment because Big D was like, If you were Kylan, cut me. Oh, it's going to be on and popping, something like that. Basically, like, threatening him, like, yo, don't do this. And Xavier's like, they're not going to work with me. It may work with Kylan, but it ain't going to work with me. So I just love that type of, you know, energy from Xavier, even though I wish it would be a lot more like game focused, his energy wise, but I still like it.
Yeah, a Big D at one point is like, why not just send Alyssa right out with her boyfriend? and Xavier's like, no. What about Sarah Beth? Right? Don't take my other one.
Wait, I have a question about this as well. Does Big D know that he doesn't have that? I mean, people group Azza, Brittany, mm-hmm. and Big D together, but because I don't know if Tiffany has explained to that point, because I know she's explained it to Kylan and a bunch of other people, like, oh yeah, Big D doesn't have, you know, that person, but it's okay. Does Big D know that he doesn't have that person and that's okay? Or is he like, okay, me, Oz, and Bernie are threesome, three people who work together. So it's okay. So what are his feelings about that? Do you know?
The way it was pitched to Big D and Azza from Tiffany a few weeks ago was that everybody has, you know, their one person, and except for the Jokers, who basically have each other, a trio. The way she says it is, you know, essentially, it was pitched well, I think, in that it makes it seem like you guys almost have an advantage because you have three people mm-hmm. in total, because you two are together. Plus you have Brittany. So you have three people total as opposed to everyone else who's just in a duo. And then on top of that, it's like, who does Big D even really have? Right.
Yeah. Frenchie.
yeah, if not for the loss of Frenchie. But you know, Big D's primary thing is just get out as many women as possible and then ride to the end with his bros, Kylan and Xavier. I think that would be his ideal scenario.
And then tell the girls a different thing, and then, you know, people open their mouth and tell Big D, yo, Big D wants the girls out. Then the girls be like, yo, he's been telling us different things, and kind of getting a little mixed up within communication by Big D. So I feel like that wasn't the best, because it was conversation. I think Claire was telling Tiffany, yeah, Kylan came to me and said, I don't know why I'm whispering. Anytime I talk like about Claire and Tiffany, because they're always whispering, they're so good at just getting that, you know, that tone as well. And she was just like, Kylan came to me and said that Big D is looking to get rid of women, but he came to us and saying he wanted us to get rid of the competitors. So like, I'm like so confused. And someone else made that comment as well. So I'm like, oh, Big D, hone it in, or Kylan, be quiet. One of the two.
Yeah, Big D is, there are these players occasionally who just, they're the players that just, they just run their mouths constantly, but nobody cares.
Yes. Because it hosts nothing they can do.
Yeah. So Hannah's going to talk with Tiffany. She tells Tiffany about her idea of giving Alyssa a heads up right before the veto ceremony. And Christian, Tiffany says, yes, but then she'll tell Christian. And Hannah's like, that's fine.
No, it's not fine. Can we get something good, please? Like, can you give us this moment? We had Big D ruin the Brent blind side. Whitney wasn't necessarily everyone. Like, just give me, we've about to be on our fifth eviction. Give it to us. Like, give it to us. Give it to us. But even when Brent was up on the block, I believe, like, DX made like a comment saying, oh yeah, the diary room, they were like telling me like to shut my mouth and don't say anything, like, you know, to give him any clues. And so I'm just like, oh, can we get anything? Can we get something good? Like in this moment, I just want a real blindside. Hannah, don't mess it up. Please don't have sympathy in your heart for this moment. Be a villain, please. I'm begging you.
Yeah. Tiffany says, Tiffany tells her, so I talked to Kylan. He denied knowing Sarah Beth. And Hannah's like, what? And she's like, oh, don't you know? She's single. She's like, what are you talking about? He's like, where have you been, Hannah? She's like, I don't know. Where have you been?
I know.
Don't you know she's single? Like, what are you talking about? And she gives her the whole explanation about the Disney World pass. And she said she was single. And Hannah's like, are you sure she wasn't just saying, like, not married? Like, what? No, she said she was single. She exposed herself in front of everyone.
I'm so tired of this storyline of like Tiffany trying to find out what's really up with Sarah Beth's relationship. But I remember watching You and Mary yesterday, and y'all brought up this point as well. Like, maybe Sarah Beth is talking about the not Mary, you know, point of things. I would not have thought of that, just because I just wouldn't have thought of that. But since Hannah did, I thought it was a very fair point, but Tiffany was not buying it. She was like, no, she said what she said and she meant it. She didn't even try to go back on it and say, you know, exit. And then they just have to be like, well, maybe they broke up before coming in, or maybe Sarah Beth let her know that, like, hey, I'm going to be playing this type of game. Who knows? But Shelly is real. Yeah. Tiffany. I want like SB to win HOH just so she can get the pictures of her and Shelly, just so everything can be like hush hush. Well, maybe Tiffany, that wasn't Shelly. Nah, did you see the way they were? That wasn't Shelly at all. I feel like that would be the same thing. So we can't win in this situation.
Alyssa's going to talk with Kristen and Tiffany, and they talk with Tiffany about their plan. Alyssa has an idea that she wants to tell Hannah right before the eviction that they're voting out Sarah Beth over Big D. They also let Tiffany know that they're going to have to take that shot at Derek X soon, because, you know, he is too dangerous in this game. And so Tiffany goes to the cameras and she's just like, America. Literally. Alyssa wants to tell Hannah 30 minutes before the eviction that they're voting out Sarah Beth. She wants to give her the heads up, just make sure she knows so she's not blindsided. Hannah had an idea that she wants to tell Alyssa 10 minutes before the veto ceremony that Christian is about to get blindsided and backdoored. How thoughtful of them, America, that they think so highly of each other that they want to give each other the heads up And how nice of them to include me in all of their plans.
That was funny. That was funny. And wait, even when Tiffany was in that room with Alyssa and Christian, she was really laying it on thick, and she made a comment. She was like, oh, y'all been thinking, huh? I was like, yo, you were really just driving it. But this moment, it made me hopeful that even with the renoms happening, that Tiffany can recover in the eyes of Alyssa. Just in the aspect of Alyssa was throwing out Derek X name to Tiffany. So obviously she doesn't know how close they really are. And she doesn't really, consider DX she doesn't see Tiffany really riding that hard for Derek X or their talking game as much. And so I feel like when this move does happen today, I feel like Tiffany can but I feel like she can recover from it just because they already don't think that, they have that relationship that Tiffany and DX do have. And so it made me hopeful for Tiffany to get out of this situation. But yeah, this whole interaction was so funny. And Tiffany to the cameras just being like, they want to help each other out. You know what I mean? Believe me, it was such a funny, which I definitely think is going to be on the episode. Tiffany's retell of the entire
episode. I hope so. She says, Alyssa wants to go after Derek. Next week, I might need to take her out next week instead of Sarah Beth, which is not part of my plan, but I love Derek. I can't have her coming for him.
I wonder how Xavier's going to be feeling with Bam Bam if that does happen. But yeah, that wasn't the best thing. And even, Alyssa saying, I want a Kylan and DX on the block at the same time. She was like, wait, I cannot have that happen. Mm-hmm. And so it definitely didn't do any favors for Alyssa. She was just kind of opening her mouth. I wish she just would tell Christian. But it also, Tiffany went looking for them, which I really loved just because she wants to have that relationship with her children that she says, where are my kids at? They're like, we're right here, Mom. But I'm like, yo, get out of the get out of the have not room. They just like cuddled up in that bed together while everyone else is downstairs socializing. I was so like peeved off about that. I'm like, yo, Rapunzel brother, you're about to get backdoored. You're so out of the loop in this game. Tiffany's literally running downstairs to talk to the cameras to be like, no, they have no idea what's going on. Please do something to help yourself. So hopefully after today, we'll get a lot less of them, just sticking to each other and branching out a lot more, even though I don't think it'll do anything, but it will be dope to see.
Mm-hmm. So Tiffany's going to get together with Claire and they discuss like the logistics of how they're going to manage this because basically, and this is really like how their relationship often works. Tiffany is very much the social element here and certainly has plenty of strategy as well. But Claire's value to Tiffany, I don't think can be understated that Claire is constantly bringing up things that Tiffany is overlooking. And she's like, okay, so when this happens, where are we going to go? Mm-hmm. How are we going to act? And Tiffany's like, oh my God, I hadn't even thought about that. You're right. Like there, Christian and Alyssa will probably go up to the have not room. Derek's going to go to the storage room. Of course, that's where you go after to put the veto thing back. And so where do we go? Where do we sit? What are we going to say? How are we going to act?
I love the moment they were talking about where we're going to sit. It's like, I don't want to sit next to Alyssa or across from Alyssa. I want Christian to be sitting kind of next to the nomination chair so he doesn't have to walk through all of us. It was so funny and so good.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany's letting Claire know about where Alyssa and Christian stand. Tiffany, by the way, was like, Derek was so smart. He was right to go after Christian. Like, they're coming for him. And Claire's like, yeah, maybe we pushed a little too hard in the Sarah Beth direction. Maybe we do need to take out Alyssa next week, something like that. I'm curious to see if Claire does for some reason leave earlier than expected because Tiffany is willing to let her go, what that might mean for Tiffany's game, because while she is, in my opinion, the best player in the house, she does often let these small details slip. Talking about Royal Flush in front of Hannah, not thinking about the ramifications of every action all the time. And Claire's very good with those details, and Claire has been helping keep Tiffany on top of a lot of these things. It'll be interesting to see where things go. If they ever separate.
Yeah. We saw the conversation, just going back to Tiffany and Kylan, and I didn't really understand this completely. So maybe you can break it down a little bit better, but Tiffany was saying if Claire or DX get to jury first, then they won't have any idea about the cookout. And then like, what do you remember? She was talking about like SB and which, you know, who they want to get to jury, you know, first. So they won't really know about the cookout, and the people that come later can inform them about the cookout, but they're also anticipating a battle back. And so I just didn't understand the idea, like what Tiffany was doing, like, huh, SB can probably go later because, you know, that whole thing mind boggled me. But yeah, I hope she doesn't let Claire go earlier than expected, or that she needs to, because it won't really do her any good.
Well, like the original plan that she was talking about was, you know, SB, Claire, Derek leaving like the soonest, and then Brittany and Alyssa leaving last. And so that's when she was like, oh, well, but if Alyssa's going to go after Derek, I have to change my plans and get Alyssa out first. But that doesn't really make sense because she was kind of looking at Derek earlier, at least in that conversation. Other conversations she's talked about Derek leaving last. I think she's so personally conflicted on the order that I don't think you can really take what she says about her boot order very seriously in the moment. I think that we have to pay more attention to, like, okay, who are her immediate targets? Still Sarah Beth, now maybe a little bit Alyssa. And those are probably the people that are going to be looked at in the coming weeks if Tiffany has influence over those evictions, which she is more she than has. Likely, you know, will.
I'm excited. So,
yeah. Tiffany's going to talk with Derek. She wants him to talk to Xavier about the plan for Christian. She says that, look, he's already got a pretty good idea of what's going on. I'm telling you, he'll be okay with it. I think that you should talk with him. She's trying to build this bridge. She knows that Xavier is not feeling great about this, but she's trying to get Xavier to feel good about it. And she's trying to build a relationship between Derek and Xavier. Derek has reached out a couple of times. Xavier has continued to sort of be like, nah, I'm good. And so she's encouraging Derek to approach Xavier again. Derek's like, should I try to make a deal with him? She's like, absolutely. Derek's like, what about like a 2-week deal? Like Derek loves these 2-week deals.
I'm so excited for it.
Yes. So Derek does talk to Xavier. He explains why he wants to backdoor Christian. Xavier still pushes back, really. He's still trying to see, like, well, don't you think he's your shield? Like, don't you? And Derek's like, my shield from who, though? Like, who is he shielding me from is the question. And Xavier's like, anyone. He doesn't have an answer for, like, basically Derek is asking, like, who's coming for, if you think that I need a shield, who is it that's coming for me? Are you coming for me, Xavier? And Xavier doesn't give him anything. Eventually, they keep talking. Eventually it comes around to, like, Derek's kind of like, hopefully we can talk some more later after the veto. I would love to, you know, talk more about like how we can move forward in this game together. He didn't even get around to the deal making because he couldn't breach Xavier's walls.
Xavier's walls are up, and they have been up for like a while. And I don't see the pairing with Derek X and Xavier really working because Xavier does want Derek X out, and he's with Alyssa and Christian at this point. And so it's not going to work. But I do like the attempt of Tiffany to see the situation and to want the best for Derek X and being like, hey, I think this could help your game. I did like that, but I don't think it paid any dividends to his game at all.
I mean, it's an underrated sort of element of Big Brother gameplay that a lot of good players miss, is keeping their allies cool with each other. It's something that that Cody was very good at in season 22. He was able to make sure his allies functioned properly as a team. They all were cool with each other enough that they didn't want to betray each other, and he helped make that function while at the same time making sure that they were all most loyal to him as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And he encouraged tension between them while also encouraging the peace between them. A lot of people will focus on one or the other and not maintain that balance. So a lot of people will be like, okay, I want everyone to be loyal to me and only me, and I want them to be suspicious of each other, and they encourage divide in their alliances, and then their alliances end up targeting each other themselves, and their structure falls apart. Or they're like, I need my alliances to stick together and be a cohesive unit. And then what you encourage people to bond, and then now they're tighter with each other than they are with you. And so it's a difficult, balance beam to sort of walk, right? But Tiffany is pretty good at it. She's usually able to get her people to like the people that she likes while still being most loyal to her.
That's really good insight. I mean, you're so smart. I didn't like, I if I was like in the house, I think it would be so easy to for me to, you know, again, like what you said, like want everyone to be loyal to me and kind of be very suspicious of everyone else. But it does, you know, help your game if your allies still do have that cohesiveness of like wanting to work together, but you also have that edge over them, like, hey, I have your loyalty over them. And so that's something that I didn't honestly think of. That's why, I mean, I guess that's why you're like, you know, the robot.
Okay. Claire is going to talk with Hannah and Tiffany late into the night here. Tiffany says to Hannah, oh, I meant to tell you. I'm supposed to tell Claire about this, but you're not supposed to know yet, Hannah. But Alyssa wants to let you know 30 minutes before the eviction that we're all voting out Sarah Beth. She just wanted to give you that time to confirm it with the House and so that you can vote with the House, not being on the, be on the wrong side of the vote. Hannah's like, I'm confused. Why wouldn't I vote out Sarah Beth? And she's like, because the plan would be that Derek is saying that Big D is the target. She's, oh, my God. I forgot how behind Alyssa is in all of this. She's like, Claire's like, yeah, she's like seven plans behind at this point. They're just laughing about how out of the loop she is.
It was a funny chat. I love those three girls. They have like Tiffany's done. I don't know if it's Tiffany or if it's Claire. I don't want to give all the credit to Tiffany when Claire's, I feel like, is playing a decent game as well. But I really like the relationship that Claire and Hannah are starting to develop or have, you know, developed since, I don't know, week what. But I like that trio sort of thing. I really enjoy their conversations. It's game focused, but also getting to know each other, but they feed off of each other really well. So I really love it.
This was a very funny conversation. I've only got a couple of examples from it, but if you enjoy the more lighthearted sort of jokey stuff, like this was a really good one. Tiffany says, yeah, Alyssa and Christian are expecting it to be a double eviction. So they're hoping that, that Christian can win and then he can put up Derek X. I don't know how Christian will be able to do that from home, but.
I was so, and they just immediately bust out laughing. Like Tiffany knows what she's doing, and I love it.
In the meantime, Derek is going to talk with Kyland and Sarah Beth. And of course, he has to go to them in bed. They're in bed together. And he goes over to them. He said he's really worried about X's response to this whole thing. He had a conversation with X, but didn't get a lot from him. And then in a public forum, X is talking about like, yeah, I don't get too mad unless people come for my friends. And he's like, this guy's gonna kill me.
Literally. You know, the X is shook. And I feel like just like going, like that moment right there kind of was like, even though I don't think Xavier's going after, you know, DX, that's one person or Alyssa, two people that you don't have. And so, you know, still should be worrisome, but just like his like paranoia with that whole situation. It's so funny. And Xavier, he isn't really doing himself any favors with making comments like that as well. Like when he knows that Christian has, you know, a high probability of going up, it's not really saving face at any amount.
Yeah. SB says, look, we've got your back. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. So Tiffany's going to talk with the cameras again. She says, I'm going to have to act surprised during the blindside tomorrow. Sarah Beth gets to stay one more week. And she goes on to talk about I'm the only one with the plans in this house. Look, if anybody else had a plan, I'd be happy to go along with their plans, but they're all coming to me with the plans or for the plans. But it's important that they come to me with, if you come to me with your plans, that's good. If you don't come to me with your plans, you're not with me. That's not good. It's important that I always know what's going on. And she says, I know I'm just joking around, America. I'm not that cocky. And she says, look, I didn't come here to play with these people. I came here to play these people. There's a difference.
I love that. That's such a good phrase.
And the most important bit of this to me was she is thinking about she's trying to figure out if she wants to secretly throw Christian a vote this week. She says this would not be a rogue vote per se. It would more be a love vote. She just genuinely doesn't want to vote against Christian. She likes the guy. He's like her son. She's got her son's name. She would not be able to tell Claire or Hannah about it. She would just be throwing one in there. She says, nobody else knows that I cast that rogue vote in week one, other than Frenchie in America. let's see if she's thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see a point of it. Love vote, but I I can also see her using that to, like, say Alyssa wins and just like a little edge over the rest of the people to a certain extent. But, you know, I don't think it'll do anything. Mm-hmm. So hopefully not, it doesn't do anything. I love Bo. And, but also the thing I was thinking about, I don't even know how, if I was in that situation, I feel like I would overact in that. Like if Christian's being put on the block, I feel like my face would be like, I feel like I wouldn't know how to do it in a normal manner if I already know, just because I feel like just the pressure of I have to perform in this moment. So I don't, like, I'm looking forward to see how Tiffany does this, because I think I would do horrible at pretending to be shocked.
Yeah. Final real conversation of the night here, worth bringing up, I think, is the Hannah and Derek conversation. She's concerned about Sarah Beth winning and putting her up on the block. Again, he says, I really think she wants to work with us. She says, I'm not so sure. I think she's just telling you what you want to hear because you're HOH this week. He said, well, I'm not really sure about X. Like, I'm getting bad vibes. She says, I really don't think he's as opposed to Christian leaving as you think he is. Derek X is like, that's not really the vibe I got, essentially. She says, look, me and Tiff have X. You don't need to worry about him. And I know Derek X is perceptive. I know he's going to pick up on these kinds of things. I'm sure he already has to some degree. I'm sure he sees that he's trying to be set up with X, but that X isn't really on board and that they're claiming to have X, but it doesn't really seem like that's the case. I hope he realizes that, and I hope that he tries to do something about it, because if he doesn't, he's going to be in trouble here with X. They talk about Big D and how ridiculous he is. He drank the Frenchie Kool-Aid and he's still drunk on it. Now he thinks, Derek says, Kai is his new Frenchie. He's always talking about Kai. So this is something that Derek has noticed, that Big D talks about Kai a lot. When he asked Big D who he would want to protect this week, he said Kai was one of his people that he wanted to protect. So worth noting that Derek X sees Big D as a Kai pawn, essentially. We don't know exactly what that will mean long term, but it's an observation that Derek has made.
He is a Kylan stan now, you know, and I feel like Kylan really hasn't done that much work with Derek F to like make him such a his number one supporter. But I mean, I'm here for it. I think he should, you know, have his insurance policy over, you know, much more Aza, or I feel like even Xavier. I feel like they have a much better, you know, communicatory relationship, and so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They talk about the Tiffany's theory about Sarah Beth and Shelly not existing. Derek's, I don't believe it. She went from SBJ Sarah Beth jury to SB and Kai are doing it. Like I don't buy this.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm so glad that they're picking up on the fact that, like, yo, Tiffany needs to like kind of chill out on this whole like Sarah Beth and Shelly sort of, you know, Kylan relationship as well. Even Claire and Hannah have talked about it. And even Claire brought up a point when she was talking to Tim. She was like, I feel like we've done too good of a job at basically smearing SB's name in this house. So if Christian does go up, I hope it doesn't, you know, flop. But yeah, like, Shelly exists. I hope, you know, we can get a letter from Shelly signed. You know, I love you, babe, forever and ever. It can hopefully put a rest to everything, but I still don't see it happening. But.
Yeah. Hannah tells him about Alyssa's plan, that she plans to flip the votes on Sarah Beth and tell Hannah about it 30 minutes before the eviction. This is interesting to note because Derek does have a relationship with Kylan and Sarah Beth, and now he knows that the Kings, including Xavier, were planning on flipping the vote against Sarah Beth if Big D were to go up on the block. That is very valuable information that he can use with Sarah Beth. Could be very, very interesting if he decides to use it. She is going to propose, she says, how do you feel about, you know, you, me, Tiffany, Claire, Kai, and X as a six? And he says, I love that final six. That would really work for me. She says, we could keep people like Big D and Brittany as pawns, get rid of Sarah Beth and Aza and Alyssa. But Derek says, I don't want to get rid of Aza. I prefer to keep Aza around as a pawn rather than Brittany. And she says, that's fine. That's fine. Because he just kind of walks right into, you know, Cookout plus Big D and Azza, and the, essentially the final eight, leaving, himself and Claire as the only non-Cookout members, which I think would be perfectly fine for Hannah, who doesn't feel the need to get out Claire and Derek X, ASAP.
Yeah. I feel it is, it's good to see, Hannah and Derek X have these conversations, because we saw them, most of the time they talk, they like joke around, flirt, you know, do all that. But I love when they just like sit down and have these like game focused conversations, and it, like, they, you know, they got the final two. I don't know how, I want to say it's real, but like, you know, it, Hannah still has the Cookout. And I feel like, you know, she understands that. So no, I don't know how real that final two is, but I just enjoy seeing them talk game. And I think, if Hannah does, you know, start to pick up, you know, competition, I honestly think they could be a power couple duo.
Mm. So that's pretty much the day. There were a couple of funny things going on. Derek X is going to receive his punishment. The punishment is that he is the Lord of the Latrine. And he must make an announcement and blow the horn as he guards the bathroom every time somebody sits upon the porcelain throne. It is pretty funny.
Is so they made jokes about it, but I don't really know if it actually is. Is that a bidet in there?
Do they have a bidet? I believe the bidet still is in there. Yes.
Wait, how has Big Brother always had a bidet? Oops. Has Big Brother
where were you for last season when Enzo was talking about the spritz of water?
I guess I didn't think it was serious, but I'm so jealous that they have a bidet. I've never used one of those.
Dude, get one.
Do you have one?
Of course.
Terry, so you're clean.
I always, man. It is okay. It is barbaric to not have a bidet.
I mean, I use flushable wipes.
It's not enough. I'm telling
okay,
you.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, so I'm going to come to San Diego, use your bidet. Is that weird having someone else use your bidet, or is it like a comment? I mean, I guess like 10 people are using bidets and not the same bidet.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Okay. But
is a bidet expensive?
It you can get a cheap one.
So would it be cheaper to fly San Diego, use your bidet, or buy my own bidet?
I mean, you can probably buy one for like, probably as low as $20. Yeah, just attachments onto a seat, hook it up to the water. You know, you'll probably want to spring for a little bit more than that, still, you'll save the money on toilet paper immediately. Anyway,
I'm about to be a new man.
Oh yeah!
Wow, that was a funny moment though.
All right. So that's, and the outfit that he's wearing is amazing. I saw somebody on Reddit made a post that that he looked like a Wishbone. I don't know if you ever saw that. You might be a little
I may be a little what?
Young. A little bit young for it.
You know, used to come on like PBS Kids with the dog.
Yeah.
Yes. I know what you're talking about. A little white dog. Yeah.
Wishbone. I was like, oh my God, he is like Wishbone. And it's very adorable. It's also really funny because like, it's like, you know, it's like, old timey, like, royal garb sorts of, stuff. And it actually like affects the way that he's, like his mannerisms. I was mentioning this last night on my stream, but like he's standing like with his hands like this, and it, like he's sort of talking like this all of a sudden. And it's really, I don't think he's doing it on purpose at times, but it's very funny. The whole thing is great. He looks adorable. It's the whole thing is good.
He sauced it up too, like putting the chain and then the sunglasses on. Like he was feeling that look. I feel like it's one of the better costumes Big Brother has had. I think it's very swaggy, very like, it's dank. It's very dank looking.
Yeah. All right. So there's also the hug that lasted a while. The thing that Derek was mentioning about Xavier was that he was talking about like just like beating people up or something, which was a big thing. But also there was a conversation that people have been talking about that I went back and watched. They were talking about like absinthe. This is the Kings. Xavier, Alyssa, and Christian. And they started talking about cocaine. And Alyssa just chimes in with like, oh, cocaine's normal. Everybody does it. My friends do it all the time.
I saw that conversation on Twitter. I didn't actually see it. That's wild.
Yeah, there's a Reddit thread on that too, and people are like, yeah, I mean, especially where she's from, like, it's very normal.
Wait, she's in Miami too, right?
She's from Miami, I think. Yeah,
from Miami. Yeah, I have not seen it, but I'm envisioning that cocaine and you know that area would be, you know, very high, and so a lot of people would do it. But that was a funny. Everyone was sort of like, "What? Who does she hang around?" I'm like, it's probably a common thing. She probably doesn't do it. You know, who knows? But you know, different people, you know, have their vices and different things like that. So.
Yeah. So that's something that's been making the rounds here as well. Anything else, Jacob, that you wanted to bring up?
Wait, along with that conversation, did you hear what Tiffany was like? Was that the other night or last night or yesterday? She was like, I don't know where you can get $750,000 in 80 some days unless you like sling cocaine or something like that. So like today's conversations, they had a theme tool.
Oh man. I think it's so funny, like the amount of people that have been like, no, it is normal. Don't be sheltered. Like, okay, cool person. You're real cool.
It's a flex nowadays.
All right. Well, that's, I believe, what we've got for you from yesterday. Again, lots going on. But we are going to be getting, of course, Sarah Beth had a bit of her birthday, celebration last night. I really would like for, I think there's a little bit of extra stuff that they're waiting on for the birthday. So, I really would like the Blind Side to not be ruined. And then also, like, Sarah Beth is like, oh no, it's gonna be Keisha's birthday all over again. Like, not oh no, oh yes,
oh, yes.
You should be like, hold my cake until after the ceremony. I want to be the next, like, legendary moment in this show.
She should honestly be like, yes, please, I want this moment to happen. But she, Tara, the amount of energy you just got amped up over that, I hope it comes true.
I'm just disappointed in the level of the lack of awareness of the fact that this is a TV show with these people. I want more of them to be aware. Like, come on, you can sit, you can have a, like, how? That's the best. I don't like people yelling at me. I don't like people yelling around me. But if I was on Big Brother and I had the option to have my birthday even be in the same conversation as Keisha's birthday, like, oh yeah, Keisha's birthday. Oh yeah. And remember Taryn's birthday? It wasn't as good, but it was still like kind of like it, right? Like, oh, that would have been amazing. But no, she doesn't want it to be that way. She wants it to be nice and happy.
Damn Sarah Beth. Damn, she wants a happy birthday. Damn her. That's Terrence.
We're going to ruin the Blind Side. We're going to not have a Keisha's birthday. All right. Let's just calm down and be more TV friendly.
If both of those things happen, I will actually be very sad. Like, at least give us one, if not both, you know, like, at least give us a good Blind Side if we don't have the Keisha birthday. But, you know, a Blind Side with the Keisha's birthday, you know, we want it. And hopefully Taryn gets his birthday wish of wanting, you know, Sarah Beth's birthday to be ruined, you know, just, and a Blind Side to happen. So fingers crossed for that.
All right. Well, that's what we've got for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. The back door will happen. Whether the Blind Side happens, we'll have to wait and see. If they do it the way that they've talked about and it happens 10 minutes before the ceremony, we're unlikely to see it on the feeds, which would be even worse. Like, it's one thing to ruin the Blind Side. It's another to wait until the feeds cut. Hannah, who doesn't watch feeds. I know you don't watch feeds, Hannah. I know you binge this show. I know that's why you think 10 minutes before isn't going to be a slap in the face to all of us. So we might not see the immediate reaction, whether it's on the show or on the feeds, but, they will probably come back and we'll probably see some fallout from this. And maybe we'll get, some Keisha's birthday stuff a little bit. You know, we'll see what happens today. It could be very exciting. Well, we might have a lot to talk about tomorrow morning. And of course, tomorrow night we'll have the roundtable. We'll talk about rating these people, and we'll have some fun with that. So you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I played some Among Us yesterday and was live during the episode. We had some fun with that. You can also find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaren. You can also listen to the Winners at War season podcast that I did with Rob and Shannon, talking about the 7th best season of Survivor, according to the fans. According to me, a little bit higher.
I love that season.
All right. So, Jacob, where can people find you?
I thought you were about to end it without saying anything to me.
Never.
Appreciate that. You can find me at Twitter on JacobJ_Jones. And yeah, just be there. Tweeting it out. That's really it.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.